to Al Simpson. Bill Clinton loves everything about the middle class, and as we'll all soon enough find out, he'll even start loving their money. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, if it were possible to put 100,000 more police on the streets, offer universal health care coverage and college scholarships for everyone, and a whole menu of other government services simply by raising taxes on people making more than $200,000 a year, then Santa Claus, like Superman, will have met his final match. Ted, you and I both know well that for Clinton to make good on his campaign promises, the only way to pay for all that stuff is to either bloat the deficit even more or start taxing middle-class Americans whose incomes begin at $36,000. So what's he going to do, Ted? Since Democrats love raising taxes and raising debt, maybe they'll raise them both. Whatever Clinton does, Ted, remember, a Republican elephant never forgets the campaign promises of the old Democrat donkey.
Al, can that leftover campaign rhetoric? The election's been over for weeks. Even President Bush has buried the hatchet with Bill Clinton. You're still trying to bury it in Bill Clinton. The Bush campaign tried to scare the country about Clinton economics, but that didn't wash. The economy was the issue. Republican policies had failed. People were hurting. It was time for a change. As Bill Clinton made clear when the mud started flying, Al, he won't raise taxes on the middle class to pay for new programs. If the numbers don't add up, he'll cut back on the programs. In fact, if he can, he's going to cut taxes on the middle class because they've borne the brunt of the failed economic policies of the past 12 years. Wait and see, Al. The numbers will add up. The deficit will go down. Jobs will go up. We'll invest in the future. The country will be better off. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.